Joining me in the studio now is the new executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. Well, I say new. Vanessa Buss, you've been doing it for, what, a couple months now?
Yep, I'm actually starting week nine.
Week nine. So almost the beginning of the third month or somewhere in between there. Tell everybody that doesn't know you what your background was prior to that.
Okay.
What were you up to before the Boys and Girls Club nabbed you?
So before the Boys and Girls Club, I was actually working for Peace Health as a quality program lead and had about 10 years in there. Previous to that, we had a local business at Central Coast Water Sports, and we had that for about 20 years, and I helped participate in that for about 10, serving the community with recreational needs, which was really fantastic.
And you've got kids, right?
I do have kids. I have three children, and my eldest daughter is 30, and she now has her own business, Truck Full of Posies, here in Florence, and she's knocking it out of the park, so look her up if you've not experienced or seen her flowers out. 27-year-old son who works for the Fish and Game in Winston. He's doing really fantastic down there. And I also have a 17-year-old son who's a junior in high school.
So you and that's Mason, right?
That's Mason who plays
second. So you basically started a second family somewhere along
did.
The line.
I did.
Oh, 10 years later, well, here we go. Let's start another family there. But that's it, though, right?
That's it.
No more
We're
plans
done.
Ever that. And obviously, he's involved in sports. I see that
yes.
all the time.
Yep.
And doing pretty well wrestling, right?
Yep. Wrestling's his
yeah.
primary sport. So
yeah.
he's worked last year. He was he wrestled at 170, and he placed third at state. And this year, he wrestled 160 and placed second. So we're working our
so
way
So next year, 150 and placed first, right?
Yeah.
And just keep going down in weight and going up in medals.
His goal is 195, so we'll see how that
there
works.
There you go. That's my goal, too, but I'm way far away
it's
from that.
It's bulking season.
So when were you approached by the board, or did they approach you, or did you approach them?
Actually, yes, one of the board members reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in applying for this role? And I said, hey, don't have much going on, so let's throw my hat in the ring.
So what was your primary reason? Was it helping the kids and that and being part of that? Was it having being around young kids again and like that parental thing there?
Well, I do have a pretty sincere love of the community and the children. When the Boys and Girls Club first started back around in the 2000s, I actually started out with the sports programs, and I coached every single sport that they offered with my first group of children. We did soccer, we did football, we did all of the things that were offered there, and I really enjoyed that. It was pretty impactful for me. And so when I had this opportunity to come back and maybe come at it from a different angle, I was pretty excited, a little apprehensive. This is all brand new work for me, but I'm not too shabby, pretty sharp. So looking forward to the opportunity and the challenges that come with it.
Had you been gone? Because I don't remember. My wife works over there, but had you left Peace Health a couple of years before?
It actually had been about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, you'd only been gone 4 or 5 months. So you were there mid-pandemic and everything
oh, yeah.
like that.
Yep, went yeah. through all that with them, yes.
Now, how are things as far as pandemic-wise going with how the Boys and Girls Club operates? Do you guys have maybe more higher level responsibilities there dealing with the kids, or are you pretty much whatever the CDC and that recommends, you're working on that?
Yep, we follow CDC guidelines and also whatever the school's doing. So if the school's rules and regulations for COVID, we just kind of keep that same, so there's no confusion for the kids when they're transitioning from school time into the Boys and Girls Club time.
So, how many active participants do you have at the Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Club, for the teen center, we're running about 15. And so those numbers have declined, and that's the average daily attendance. So that's not the registered members. And the reason that's been so impacted is due to COVID. So that age range has been – they've been going to school from home. They've been staying at home. And so that's one of our focuses in moving forward to 2022 is getting those teenage kids back into the program, because it's really valuable for them to have the life skills that we're providing for them there.
How do you do that, though? How do you reinvigorate kids that have been sometimes allowed to just kind of be at home and not really have to have any other responsibilities or extracurricular activities?
Well, for for our team, our goal this year is when our summer program is to really promote that and bring back the fun. And a lot of times what we do is implement a lot of programs, but kids kind of feel like, hey, I'm here to do a task all the time, and the programs are magnificent that we offer. But we want the kids to come and just have a good time and open our doors, you know, from the time we start at 7:30, 7:45 till the evening, and allow them to kind of come and go. And so that's more open door, which we didn't have the opportunity to do around COVID. We kind of had a strict, here, you got to be in here, and this is a time to be out. So trying to just pull back on them. We're going to try and work with PTA around how opportunities to share information and really just try to promote that team program the most.
Now, there's, and I'm not saying that that's that way in Florence, but there has been a perception over years, and I worked with a Boys and Girls Club in another city, another state, that, you know, this was more for kids who were less fortunate and stuff like that. But that's not the case, is it?
It is not
the case.
This
is for everybody.
Yeah, we have all ranges. We have folks that work in, you know, in the banking industry, and their children are in there. And we have, you know, folks that drive school buses, kids that are in there. It is across the board. So, and what I've told the kids too, the teens, like, hey, bring your friends. Like, bring a friend for a day and then get that, you know, a free month for those kiddos. But we're going to be working towards that to pull all those extra kiddos in. But yes, it's a very broad range of children we support.
How do you draw the kids in, and I know you mentioned programs, but with so many choices that kids have now, back in the day when I was growing up, and you were way later after that for me, but, you know, there was only so many things to do. So, you know, there were, it seemed like the activities that the Boys and Girls Club gave were like state of the art. You know, I mean, this is where you want to go if you want to learn something new. Is that kind of the way it is too?
Yeah, it's still, we're working towards that. So we have a grant right now that we're trying to get for a technology lab so we can work on some coding for girls programs and try to integrate those things that kids are really interested in. It's around technology, right? That's the wave of the future. So if we can utilize that to pull kiddos in for an opportunity they may not get anywhere else, I think that will also help drive us in a different direction.
I've noticed with not necessarily my kids, but now my grandkids. Oh, my. I said that out loud.
You did.
Where a lot of kids are experiencing this sense of maybe hopelessness. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really look to the future like we did growing up. I mean, I look to, hey, this is what I can be. This is what I can do. And some kids, not all kids, have lost that. What does the Boys and Girls Club do to kind of show them that there's hope for the future down the road?
Well, I think overall the experience we have is a very positive atmosphere. And mental health is a huge issue, especially since COVID. And what's been great is that Peace Health has really helped to navigate a behavioral health support in the schools. And we're able to pull and utilize that to help our students. And there's also conversations about working on getting something virtual that we can maybe bring to the clubs at the teen center or at the administrative office to help support those transitions and kids moving forward and being more hopeful for what's to come. So that's some pretty exciting work that I'm really hopeful to have happen in partnering with Peace Health.
Do you have mentors, or are you looking for mentors in certain fields that can come in and talk to the kids about what they do and maybe show them different avenues and different places in life they can go?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm, again, brand new to this, but Air Academy, we do that once a year in August, and that Tom Tominey is really helps drive that. And what they do is they bring folks from different areas of business to come share information about banking or any of the other fields that we have in our community, at healthcare, and share what that looks like, and to let kids know that they have an opportunity to shift and navigate as they progress through life into any direction.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So obviously, summertime's coming up. It's going to be a big deal. One of the things that gets you to summer, though, is the golf tournament.
Yes.
And that is a huge fundraiser for you guys, too, isn't it?
It is.
So talk about that a little bit. What's on the horizon? What are the dates? Are there still room for teams, stuff like that?
Yep. So June 4th, registration times 8, tee times 10. And I actually just started reaching out to the community yesterday and pulling on sponsors. So we have our list from our previous years, and we're really trying to elevate our game here. So anybody that's interested in helping our kiddos, now's the time. Reach out to me at the club. Reach out to one of our board members. So it's time. It's time to help navigate moving forward within the community and supporting what we've got going on at the club.
And what's great, it's a great opportunity for people to get out and do something, get out and get active a little bit and also support the Boys and Girls Club. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. I hope you have a very long tenure over there at the Boys and Girls Club. It seems you got the great spirit for it, so that's the kids are going to benefit, no doubt.
It's hopefully I don't wear them out and they send me on my way.
Well, hey, if you wear them out, the nice thing about that is there's always another group coming along the way.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for your time today,
Vanessa Bus, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Next up, I have the pleasure of speaking with Deanne Hawkins, who is the Community Relations Director over at Spruce Point Assisted Living and Memory Care on the April edition of Our Town.